Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Hospice of Helping Hands in West Branch is Leslie Kenny. Welcome to the show again, Leslie.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Great.
Well, we had you on once before, just before the holidays, to kind of give us a preview of Camp Warm Hearts. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we are getting closer to when camp is happening. And you are still looking for registrations?
We are still looking for registrations. We still have room.
Okay.
Camp Warm Hearts this year, for the very first time, we are so excited to announce that it is structured as a family day camp. So what that means is the entire family unit comes. So for a family who's lost a loved one and they want to come to camp, for example, maybe the father passed away,
mm-hmm.
the mother would come with her kids, or if the guardian is a grandparent, the grandparent would come with the kids, but the kids have to come with a parent or guardian.
I see.
And the workshops are built so that some are for the adults and some are for the kids, and then there's several where they'll be together as a family unit to do different breakout sessions and activities.
Okay, so I'm going to assume then before this year, Camp Warm Hearts was strictly for kids?
In the past, Camp Warm Hearts was strictly for kids, and
mm-hmm.
we had lots of requests that the parents would like more information. What we've learned is the most determining factor for how a child will grieve is how their parent or guardian is grieving.
Oh.
And so when we looked at restructuring camp, this was the best option to help have long-term positive impacts on the kids,
yeah.
is to make sure that the parents had coping skills and to be able to help them learn how to best help their child. And that way, when they leave camp, they have tools and they feel better prepared to be able to help their child.
All right. Now, this is a one-day camp or two-day camp? How long does this last?
It's one day, but it's a full day.
Yeah.
It's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, February 1st.
Okay.
It's at Good News Camp in Gladwin, which is right between West Branch and Gladwin.
Okay. Now, you are looking for registration. Is this a free camp?
Camp is mostly free. We do
okay.
have a $10 registration fee, and that's mostly just to secure the family's commitment to coming to camp.
Sure.
We typically have a waiting list, and we would not want to turn someone away
right.
Because it was full and then somebody doesn't show up. So to try to secure a more solid commitment from the families,
right.
we're putting this $10 fee into place, but it's not by any means meant to be a deterrent from
sure.
coming to camp.
Sure. Now this is open to any family who may be grieving, not just ones that may be connected with Hospice of Helping Hands, right?
That's right, and there are no location restrictions. Our families come from all over Northeast Michigan, and we encourage, if you know someone who could benefit from coming to camp, to please do refer them.
Yeah.
There is information on our website, or you can always call our office to make that referral to get more information. And our number is 1-800-992-6592, and our website is www.hospiceofhelpinghands.com.
Now, it is Camp Warm Hearts, and you mentioned it's a full day from 8 till 6, but I'm going to assume it's kind of a relaxed atmosphere kind of thing. It's not like going to school for 10 hours then, right?
No. In
yeah.
fact, they even have a time period allotted in the afternoon for some serious sledding. So
there you go. All right.
So there's lots of fun things.
Right.
One of the things that you have to remember is one of the ways that children grieve is through play. So
yeah.
they make sure that they incorporate that into camp as well.
That's right. And you have experienced counselors who will be there for answering any questions and running the camp for both the child side and for the adult side. So they're going to get a lot of answers and hopefully a lot of therapeutic details.
That's right. And it works kind of like a group atmosphere as well.
Yeah.
You have to remember there's 55 people who've all been through a loss, and there's strength in that. So we really look forward to camp. It's been a very well-received camp
yeah.
that we've put on every year, and we're looking forward to this year even more.
Very good. Now, once again, if they want more information, they can either call you or check out the website and give us those two pieces of information.
The phone number is 1-800-992-6592, or you can go to our website at www.hospiceofhelpinghands.com.
Very good. From Hospice of Helping Hands there in West Branch, Leslie Kenny. Leslie, thank you for joining us once again to give us an update on Camp Warm Hearts Family Day Camp.
Thank you, Kevin.